Prospect 4 is an international contemporary triennial taking place now through February 25th at 17 venues across New Orleans. Its theme is the lotus in spite of the swamp, using as its metaphor a flower that takes root in the mud but blossoms above the murky water. The idea is to offer artworks that ponder the connection between New Orleans and the world in an era of increasing globalization. Today, we're talking to Prospect 4 artist Satch Hoyt, a London-born painter, sculptor, and musician who lives in Berlin and is currently an artist-in-residence at the Joan Mitchell Center in New Orleans. Hello, Satch, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Hi, and how are you?
Fine. Tell us just a little bit first about the wonderful instrument that you've been playing.
Yeah, this is a Sansa, and it's sort of like mid-20th century, actually early 20th century, and it's from the Congo.
So give us a little background on your art and specifically the pieces that you're doing for Prospect 4.
Okay, well, the three commissions for Prospect 4 have definitely been inspired by the sonic history, especially of New Orleans, and also the colonial history of New Orleans. And my work is very much focused on what I term the migration of the eternal Afrosonic signifier. And next year, I will be doing my first Afrosonic mapping, tracing oral histories via sonic mutations.
Explain this thread of sound you're following around the globe.
Okay, well, I'm actually arguing that slaves acted as portals and carried this mnemonic network of sound over to the Caribbean basin and to the Americas. With the amalgamations, i.e. one of the best examples of a sonic amalgamation would be Congo Square, African music, French classical, Irish, First Nation music, that hybridization, that amalgamation made what we now know as jazz. And then it was called jazz.
And so that is history that goes back to its roots in Africa and yet also arrives on our shores and is carried through to today. It's ongoing.
Exactly. It's the eternal migration. And so this is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the way that music is evolving, especially, you know, music from the diaspora, and the way that it's going back to the continent. So there's this constant cyclic relation, a sonic relation between, you know, the continent and the transnational diaspora.
And it shows that when cultures meet, that everyone learns something. And you've talked about that. You've talked about constructing a new cultural identity. What do you mean about, you know, what does that mean to you?
It's about rewriting the canon from a non-white male perspective. So it's very important that, like, so many people have been left out of the canon. And, you know, then we start thinking about how are people being included? And next year, I'll be doing my first Afrosonic mapping, which will entail me taking a 1905 recording made by Leo Frobenius, one of the first earliest German anthropologists, and taking that particular recording back to the global location where it was actually recorded, not too far from Kinshasa. And then from there, going to Luanda, working with the Chokwe, then going down to Bahia, and then up to Lisbon. And in fact, that is a slave route, but I'm looking at it from a place of non-obduracy, but looking at what good, you know, what elements of positivity came out of slavery, what came out of the Middle Passage. And I think, hands down, we all have to say, yeah, it was definitely sound, it was music. And I think that the most important, or one of the most important cultural gifts that America has given to the world is jazz. You know, and then we have to all take our hats off to Duke Ellington, Basie, Buddy Bowden, Jelly Roll Morton. You know, New Orleans, very, very important in this conversation.
Do you seek tension in your art? Do you seek to tell history or a story? What are people supposed to get out of your works?
Well, the works are definitely multi-layered, and I'm a hybrid, you know. So this idea of mashups and hybridization is extremely important to me. The idea that, you know, the work is very, very layered, but it's also very attractive because I actually want to seduce the viewer. I want to bring the viewer into my layer, so to speak. And then the viewer has the choice to decipher or to investigate whatever she or he wants to. But it's all in there. It's all in there. And I can defend those works from all of those levels.
And those who want to go see Prospect 4, you can go to prospectneworleans.org to find out all about Satch Hoyt and the other artists who are participating in this triennial that lasts through February. And we are looking forward to seeing all of your works at the Mint and your symbol pyramid as well. Thank you so much, Satch, for being with us here today.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Take care.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.